بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The greatest achievement a person can have in his life is when he is free from all sins. Free from all sins. You don't know what a great achievement it is. That he protects himself and free from all kind of sins. In other words, we have to work towards that, to make ourselves free from every kind of sin. In other words, it's more than 1,000 times you read zikr, the significance is more than that. Why? If a person reads 1,000,000 times of Durood Sharif, it has its effect. But then the effect is only there when you don't do certain things. Now if a person reads so much of Durood Sharif, but then he commits sin also, so the effect of the Durood Sharif becomes weak. Because why? It had the thing. Like you go to the doctor tells you that I've given this medication, you must take it like this. But now make sure you keep away from these things. Now if you don't cannot keep away from those things, then automatically the effect will not be there. It becomes weak. Likewise, the Durood Sharif or any other zikr that you're making, the effect of it will remain if you fulfill the conditions. So likewise, you have to see that a person makes sure that he protects himself, frees himself from all kinds of sins, then tell me what will the effect will be. It will be something else. Because he's making himself so strong that I'm not committing any sin at all, alhamdulillah. In other words, we are not free from sins. We couldn't commit sins. But Allah Ta'ala gave us the remedy to make tawbah. You make tawbah, you become forgiven. But the most important thing is here that many a time people read thousands of wazifas and all that, but no effect. Why not effect? Not understanding that effect is there, but you're not fulfilling the conditions. If you fulfill the condition, then automatically you'll get what you want. So here, the most important thing is that we have to bring about is how to bring that condition us that protect ourselves from sins. Very important. One is to hold fast. Always have that you must be make, you must make a lot of, the most important thing is that you must be able to master courage. In anything you do, you master courage. Without courage, you cannot do anything. Without courage, you cannot do anything. Man want to do something, he say, I want to do it, but you have no courage to do it, will you do it? Likewise, yeah, if I do not want to commit the sin, I'm going to keep away from it just to merely say with lip service will not help. You have to master courage because you've got a bad habit in him. For example, I'm just telling you, you've got a habit of looking at a cell phone all the time, all the filth. But now if you want to stop yourself from that, you have to master courage. You have to make sure you don't go near it. The moment you go near it, to make sure you keep away from it. But with that, it's very important that you seek dua from Allah Ta'ala. Without helping us, Allah Ta'ala for help, that master courage will not be sufficient. And side by side with that too, you have to seek the du'as of the Allah Walas. The people who are the friends of Allah. These two things are very important. One is to make du'a to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And second is always to seek, make du'a from the people who are Allah's friends. Because when they speak to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala accepts very quickly. So these two things, one thing cannot happen. You must have two wheels there, not one wheel. Must have two wheels. These two wheels have to. Then only it will move. Then inshallah wa ta'ala, Hazrat Thanvi says, for sure you will get courage. Who says it? Hazrat Thanvi rahmah. So we must keep this in mind all the time. That you must master courage. Don't say, you know, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. I cannot wake up a Fijr namaz, I cannot wake up a Fijr is too early. Master courage. Wake up and wake up. You have to wake up a little bit. Then you can say, yes, I woke up. And then you go towards it. When you go towards it, a person does not understand when the moment he wakes up, he must have courage to wake up, then he moves. When you, that moment, that movement is called courage. And you thank Allah Ta'ala, you make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah make it easy for me. But if you're only thinking that you can do everything on yourself, you won't do it. And seeking dua from it. So inshallah, as it says, that these two wheels are very, very important. And the most important thing to men when God makes sins, what feels sometimes that I've committed so much of sins, Allah cannot forgive me. Many a time people think like that. so much of sins I've committed, how will Allah Ta'ala forgive me? It's a thing that not to think like that. Because why? Allah is most forgiving. No matter how much of sins you commit, Allah Ta'ala forgives everyone. That person is thinking to himself that I've committed so much of sins, how is it possible Allah will forgive me? He's trying to show his picture that he's very, very ashamed of it. But indirectly, he is showing pride in him. But pride. Pride that, you know, trying to say, my sins are so much, it's beyond Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. So how important it is to remember that. It's very important that at all times, no matter how much of sins you do, commit, make tawbah straight away. Make tawbah straight away. And don't ever think, no matter how much a mountain full of sins also, the whole world too, Allah is forgiving all the time. You make tawbah all the time, it is important. So the feeling of that kind is not good at all, that it will harm me. Allah Ta'ala at all times, if the whole world goes against Allah's commands, it will not affect Allah at all. It will not affect Allah Ta'ala at all. It will affect us. So very important this month that all the time, one should always try to make that he must make tawbah and always think to himself that you know what, I am Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving to me. That's very important. To always make dua to them. If the servant of Allah Ta'ala witnesses the blessings of Allah, then he won't commit one sin at all too. If he only witness the blessing of Allah Ta'ala upon him, it will be beyond for him to commit one sin too. If he say, what can I commit? How can I commit sin? But because we don't witness the blessing of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah is blessing so much upon us, look at the blessing Allah Ta'ala giving us, that after we committing sins, yet Allah Ta'ala not close away all the rosy. Did you ever realize so much that a person committing a sin, and while he committed a sin, yet Allah Ta'ala did not put him in any test at that time. Did not close his rosy, or not put any sickness onto him. If he has any sickness has to come upon him, or if his rosy is closed, what will be his position? That's why they say you cannot see the blessing of Allah Ta'ala, that's why you're not paying any importance of keeping away from sins. The sins are the causes of all calamities at all times. So we will have to see the differences when you come to know that inshallah, it will be made no difference to Allah Ta'ala. If the servant of Allah Ta'ala witnesses the thing, then he will not go near the sins at all. This is what we have come to realize, that man does not appreciate Allah Ta'ala. If you begin to appreciate Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you will not even hurt Allah Ta'ala at once too. Because you know this, but Allah does not like this. But yet you want to do those things, but yet Allah does not commit, will cause harm to you too. A mu'min fears at the time of committing a sin. A true mu'min, at the time of committing a sin too, he fears that. He fears that Allah will punish me. That fear itself makes the condition of the sin to become very, very difficult for him. Although he committed a sin, but he feels hurt. Why commit a sin? That's why you find a person, you know, whatever sin he's committing, but in his heart of heart, he knows, I did something against the law of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will be annoyed with me. Allah will punish me. So what happens? Automatically, the satisfaction of the sin is not fully. You may be satisfied, but not that extent. But if you digress, why commit a sin? That's why a very great important thing when a person commits a sin, when he begins to regret of it, Allah loves that. Many a time the person committed a sin, but he regrets, Ya Allah, forgive me, I did the thing. He may not say Subhanallah, he may not say Astaghfirullah, but that regret that he goes through, he cries in the rest of it, that automatically he's been forgiven. So this is so important that a person must always have this thing that he must take sin to be serious. We not take our sin to be serious. I've committed a sin. He must take it serious as for forgiveness. And then you see Allah Ta'ala forgives you. But do not take yourself lightly. People today take the sin lightly today. You know, they feel nothing about it. You commit a sin, so what about it? It's like, so what about it? They talk like that. They don't realize that it's so saying those kind of statements, so what about it? It's like showing his iman is so weak. And possibly his iman can go away also. Allah must protect us from that. So we have to learn this very important thing, that you can make so much ibadah that you want. You can make all the wazifas you read. But more important is making so much nafil ibadah that doing all the wazifas you can read, no matter how good it is, alhamdulillah, unless the condition not fulfilled, the condition is to keep away from sins. And the word to keep away from sins is to hate sins. To hate sins. Hate sins. The hate of sin may be there. I'm always quoting this in Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. When his sheikh wrote to him and asked him, how is your condition? He said, don't talk of condition to me, but alhamdulillah, I got these two things in me. One is the hate for sins and desire for doing good deeds. The hate for sins. This must come into us, that a desire of doing good deeds and hate for sins. And what has he said? He said that if someone praises me, it does not affect me. If someone disgraces me, it does not affect me. If these two conditions come into us, if a person praises you, it does not affect you at all. Why must it affect you? His praise is of no importance. And your person disgrace you, it's not important. He can disgrace you, he can call you all kinds of names and all. I mean, I know Allah Ta'ala who you are. That's very important. So he said that, Hazrat, me, Alhamdulillah, as far as disgrace is concerned, no effect. If someone praises me, no effect. Because they're all flattery, you know. A person come and praise you, you think you're flattery. That's why they say the praise only for Allah Ta'ala. So he made it very clear to his sheikh and said that, my condition is this, I hate for sins and desire for doing good deeds. And secondly, that I make sure this month that I do not want your praises. Today you want your praises. What will praise do you? Any good? It will not do any good. So this is what it comes to know, that sins, no matter what it is, to make tawbah, a person when he regrets and he feels very hurt of the sins that he committed and he makes tawbah, that is a sign of his iman. The sign of Iman is this month that a person commits sin and then after he makes tawbah. That's a sign of Iman. But a person commits sin and feels nothing about it, that person part of Iman, it is very, very difficult. It's not nice to say it like that too. That's why they say, when a person going committing sins, for that kind of person, when he's going through calamities and difficulties, you find him going through misery. No peace of mind at all. No peace of mind at all. No matter how much you can see, you know, because of your sins you have committed, that you find that whatever misery you're going through, you find there's no peace at all, no comfort at all. But a pious person who would not commit a sin, if he's going through any kind of difficulties, whether whatever it is, hardship or whatever can be, calamities of all kind of things, but because he's steadfast and keeping away from sins, Allah Ta'ala makes his heart to become so sweet and so that he becomes so, you know, comfort of that kind. That it makes no difficult. We have that kind. We can look at Asiya radiallahu anha. When the time when she was put in the fire was so good for her. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the same thing. What's the reason for that? The small child told the mother when the time was put in the fire, said, "Oh mother, you come also." What was the reason? The iman that you had, you kept away from sins. When you keep away from sins, they keep you pure. Then that kind of person in any kind of difficulties, calamities and all, Allah's mother is so much with him at that time, he feels so content, no matter what happens, so much of patience he has in him, no effect at all. So a person who commits a sin, for him that is very something harmful. So he cannot take it at all. For example, I tell you, if a person not commit a sin and going through some difficulty in his business too, you find he's at ease. But a person who commits a sin and he's going through some difficulty, you can make the difference out. You can make that difference out. So this is very important. Another thing, you know, people not understand, the desire to commit sin is no problem, but not to commit the sin. The desire to commit sin is no problem, but not to commit the sin. When is the noor? When is the noor? The noor is the time when you get a desire to commit the sin, but you make sure you not commit the sin, then that will become noor. Otherwise, no. What is the benefit of a blind man say, "I never saw a woman"? If a blind man say, "I never saw a woman," so what about it? He doesn't know how the woman looked to. But you saw a beautiful woman right in front of you. And then you make sure you don't look at that person. That's your kamal. Your desire is to see. Your desire to commit a sin. But you do not commit a sin. That's when Hazrat Thani Rahmat says that it brings about noor in a person. And bring about perfect iman. That he has a means of committing a guna, but not commit the sin at all. So this is what the person must understand. One person sent me a message today. All of a sudden, I was doing so well, my back sins are coming in front of me. So I said to himself, "So what about it? Let the back sins come. As long as you do not follow it. As long as you commit the sins. Anyone for his matter, if the back sins, many a time people have committed sins. He goes, reminds, by just comes to mind, he has committed this sin, you feel hurt about it. Alhamdulillah, you felt hurt, make tawbah, istighfar, and forget about it. But do not commit this sin. Do not commit this sin. Once you commit the sin, then that is not. But this is why they say that the time of committing a sin, the desire will be there, but you do not commit the sin at all. That is what the kamal is. You must have the desire. But what can happen is when you continuously go against your nafs, then that will become very weak. It becomes very weak. Then your enemy becomes very weak thereafter. It's very easy now to combat him. In the beginning, you have to, you're forcing yourself. I want to see. I want to see this food, this film. I want to see this rubbish on my cell phone. I want to see. Now you want to see, your desire is there, but you say, I'm not going to do it. Force it to be very strong. I want to see it. No one is looking. I want to see it. But now you're saying to yourself, you want to look, see it, but I'm make sure I'm not going to see it. I'm not sure. You're fighting. The enemy becomes very weak. And once the enemy becomes very weak, then you don't see it at all. Although it's there in front of you, you don't see it. Why? Because very weak, it's gone. So that's why they say when you commit a guna or sin, do not commit the sin. No matter if the desire for it, do not commit it. Once you try to commit the sin, then thereafter it becomes weak. But like this, if you're keeping away from him, stopping, the reward is so great, it's unreal. You do not understand when you're committing a sin and you do not commit the sin with the desire you have so strong that you commit any sin. And you do not do it, you're fighting. If that person have to pass away, he'll pass as a martyr. Because why? He made sure that he kept Allah Ta'ala happy. So likewise, we have to make sure that any kind of, business too, you find, I want to make this business. Hey, I got a back door, a parcel came in now. Hey, now, nice man. My business is so quiet now. It's good now, I got a back door parcel, let me buy it off. And you say, hey, no matter what, I won't buy it. I'm in trouble. No. I'm not going to buy it, no matter what. Your friends tell, hey, what's wrong with you, man? You're going through some trouble. Buy the thing. He said, no, you can keep it. I won't buy it. That keep it away, you said, and kept away. Then you see how Allah gave you barakat. Allah gave you barakat. Because why? I do not want to commit a sin. I do not want to commit a sin. That's all. There's a beautiful woman passing by. A friend said, hey, look at her, man. Why don't you look at her too? I'm not going to look at her. No matter what it is. Then you see, I'm not going to look at her. Allah Ta'ala. In other words, you have only one thing in your heart. How to get the pleasure of Allah in your heart. I must keep Allah happy. He's giving me so much. I must keep Allah happy. I must make sure I don't go any against His law. So this is what is important, that a person at the time of committing a sin, when his iman is so strong, at that time he does not get the full satisfaction because the fear is there that Allah is annoyed with him. Allah Ta'ala is not him. But yet, we must have the hateful sins. You must have hate for sins. Do not pick and choose sins. Do not pick and choose sins. For sins, all the sins must be hated one. You must have hate for all the sins one time. There's no such thing as that. And there's two things that then to say. In the hadith is mentioned too, that remember, your Muslim does not speak to another Muslim for 1 year. The punishment is one murder. A Muslim who does not speak to another Muslim for 1 year, the punishment is one murder. We know about it, yet we find so many Muslims are not talking to Muslims. Years go by, they make sure they're reading namaz, they're doing zikr, they're reading Quran, everything, but they don't speak to another Muslim for 1 year. They don't know the punishment is so severe. One murder. Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet we take it as so light, don't show any importance to it. Allah Ta'ala must, there are children who are not talking to mothers too, not talking to fathers too. You'd be surprised. What the punishment going to be? Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, bring about family ties. Family ties is very important. Remember, family ties is very important. Do not break family ties no matter what happens. One sin that punished very quickly is family ties. Immediately when you break family ties, the punishment gets in the world, you get punished. And that good deed, where you get reward straight away, is family ties. When you bring about together two people, immediately Allah Ta'ala rewards you. Very quickly. You do not know what is the position of a person who brings two people together. Very great reward for it. So, as the Thani Rahman says, he tells this much, that I'm telling you two things to attend to. Listen to it very carefully. Bring that in your life. Two things that you and I must do. One is, one is a very important thing, is that protect yourself from sins. Protect yourself from sins. Protect yourself from sins. How you can protect yourself from sins? The only way, the second he says, talk less. Talk less. Protect yourself from sins. How you can protect yourself? Talk less. When it is necessary, you talk. Always an intelligent person is he who talked last. Musa alayhi salam, when a time when magicians came in front of him and said, now who's going to start? He taught us a lesson. Always be down. Do not claim anything. He said, you all start. Who's doing the Nabi? He said. A Nabi is teaching us also, think before you do anything. Be careful what you do. Allow that person to do, but you mustn't start. Look what happened. The outcome is you saw that. So we have to also, he said, first thing is protect yourself from sins. Protect yourself. And protection of sins can only take place if you talk less. Talking less is a very important thing. Very important. You know something, you lose your wife because of her. You lose your life and wife because of talking. If you keep quiet or you keep silent, you find that your problem is solved very quickly. Keep less. As the Thani Rahman says, the remedy I'm giving you is that talk less. And secondly, for a little while, think and make the zikr of Allah. Make this. One is talk, that to make sure that you, at all times, talk less. Or in other words, do not commit sins. Second is to, a little which make zikr of Allah, and remember Allah. Little while, just for a few minutes, you can come to the masjid, sit down quiet in the masjid, sit on one side, make zikr of Allah. Instead of talking to this person, that person, you do not know that value of 5 minutes you said, no, make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, what the effect will come into you. That people do not want to do. And the third is this much, as far as possible, the slightest opportunity you show, you must get that this much. The third thing is that, remedy for when you give the slightest thing that comes from your tongue, you must know that tongue is something which is very dangerous. It gives the opportunity to speak once only, then day after what happens, tongue happens to it, it loses control. You're going to, that's why they say whenever you sit in any company, when you finish the company, you must make some dua. Must make dua. Whether whatever it is, whether with business also, after that at least make dua. And sitting among company, 4 or 5 people to make sure you make dua. In other words, finish with a dua. At least that dua would be barakat in it. Because that company which has people are together and did not make any dua at all on the day of Qiyamah, on Jannat, they regret why we not make dua in that condition. So these few things I want to bring into your notice. One is hate for sins. Why hate for sins? No matter what it is. The moment you say this is a sin, hate it. Second, this much, that try to control your tongue. Control your tongue. And always make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This tongue is, you keep it wet on the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. How nice it is. Say in case you're driving the car to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You're sitting one side to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In a mosque, you sit instead of, people today, when they come to the masjid, instead of making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, they go talking to each other. For what? If you don't talk to each other, go talk to somebody else. In a masjid, you talk to Allah Ta'ala. A person, when you come to masjid, you come to meet Allah Ta'ala. Then what's the reason for him to leave the person, leave everything, talk to each other? Talk to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is get surprised that my banda came to me and he forgot me and talked to the next person. Yet you, he cannot help you. I can only one that help you. So how important it is that whenever we go to the masjid to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala and remember one thing. We all are full of faults. We all are full of faults. No one can say he's free from faults. That person who say he's free from fault is the biggest faulty. Biggest faulty. When great people say they are full of faults, and what, who are we? So always look at your own faults. Do not look at other faults. Because the moment you look at that person's fault, you find how much of fault you got in you. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must protect us from sins and whatever calamities happening everywhere, Allah Ta'ala must remove those calamities. Allah must give them victory. And whatever because of our sins, Allah forgive our sins and overlook their shortcomings. And Allah give them barakat and give muhabbat. And after to Allah Ta'ala must give victory for everlasting. And Allah Ta'ala must save the Masjid al-Aqsa. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatu li muttaqin. Wa salatu wa salam. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna la zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allahumma asina aqibatana fil umuri kulliha. وَعَجِلْنَا مِنْ خِزْيِ الدُّنْيَا وَعَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ اللَّهُمَّ نَسْأَلُكَ رِضَاكَ وَالْجَنَّةَ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَالنَّارِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى كُلِّ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ